This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday to you. Just about 5:05. Rob Kramer is going to play with us. He is our fourth for Studio Feud. Rob, introduce yourself to the DGS.
Hi, guys. I'm Rob Kramer, outstanding and still improving, and I'm excited to be here.
What's your new job?
General sales manager for Odyssey St. Louis, formerly digital sales manager.
Ooh.
Kind of towing both lines right now. So
how's that going?
Yeah, you know, you love doing three jobs for the price of one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, it's radio. Isn't that what we all do?
That's how you stay relevant, right?
Right.
Okay, so you know how to play.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's do Rachel and Wheeler against Trish and Rob.
So you buzz in with your name.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's how you buzz in.
Or some weird noise.
Yeah, any noise you want.
Yeah. Rachel versus Rob.
Okay.
Past or present, name a famous wall.
Rachel.
Rob.
Yes, Rach.
The Wall of China.
Hold on. Number one, would you like to play or pass? There's only four of them.
What do you think?
Who are you looking at? Wheeler's
Trish.
Your partner.
Oh, I thought Trish was my partner.
Yeah. No, Rob's your partner. You guys want to play it or do you want to give it to us?
No, we just went against each other.
No, you two are partners.
Oh, my bad. I say we play it.
Okay, let's play.
Wailing Wall.
Oh,
Wailing
good answer. Wall. Good answer. Berlin Wall.
Only one more.
Dang. Another brick in.
I was
going to
say that one.
Sorry. I didn't
one
have
strike.
One. Dang it.
The wall.
One
the
left.
Wall,
you have two
wall,
strikes left.
The wall. The Mexico wall.
No,
the wall.
The wall.
The aforementioned wall.
The southern border wall.
Good guess.
Yeah.
Good guess. Last chance for Wheeler.
Yep. This is going to be a big fail. I thought like three of them, and that's the only ones
yeah.
I know. Let's
like,
go
no one's
with.
Think of Berlin Wall.
Yeah. I'm done. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guys, you get a chance to steal, past or present, name a famous wall.
They took both mine.
John Wall. Wait, what?
Okay. Local connection.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Okay.
You
got
it. Woo!
What was it?
I've never heard of this. The Vietnam Wall.
Oh, the Vietnam Wall.
Is it the memorial?
Yeah, the memorial.
Oh, nobody calls it the wall, do they?
Yeah, they call it the memorial.
All right, whatever.
I didn't like that category.
Yeah.
Have any of you seen that in person?
No. Yes. Yeah. Long time ago.
I have not. I've always wanted to see it.
Yeah.
Trish and Wheeler. Name an advantage to being unemployed.
Wheeler. You get to stay home.
Good answer. Good answer.
Hold on. No, I think they're assuming that. I'll give you another chance, though.
All right.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know if you get another chance, that, Dave.
I just took a point away from you.
What?
Come on,
Chris. Oh, my God.
Well, I objected, and I'm on his team.
I just took a point away from you.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 0-0.
Okay. Trish, go ahead.
Go ahead, Trish.
You get to sleep in.
Yes. Not the number one answer, but do you want to play or pass?
Pass.
Pass?
Pass.
Okay,
okay.
Pass.
Rach.
A good thing about being unemployed?
Yes.
Got lots of options.
Is number one on answer is do as you please.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. So God, that's good.
I think that works.
I'll allow it.
Yeah. You save gas money.
That's a good answer.
Sorry. First strike.
Jeez.
Sorry.
What was Trisha's?
I mean,
answer?
I saved a lot of gas money when I was unemployed.
You get to
sleep in.
Sleep in. Okay. Advantage to being unemployed. You're always available for Babysitting.
It says time with kids.
That was mine. That's not the same
Trisha's
thing.
Being a great teammate over here and writing to herself and snickering about it.
Okay. Well, I'm just writing down my possible steals.
Okay, there are like six more left. Wow. I need two, though.
All right.
You have one strike.
Got another. Get to watch a lot of TV?
Good yes, answer. Sir.
Need
Good
one day. More, Rage.
Game shows. Wait, no.
Time for hobbies. Is that too generic?
Hold on. No, ma'am. Okay. So that's two strikes. Wheeler, up to you.
Great question. You get to eat whenever you want.
No,
good
sir.
Good answer, though.
It's true.
Guys,
it is true.
That's what I'd be doing.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
So I'm kind of thinking, I mean, it sounds obvious, but like unemployment benefits? Not that that's like what you would want out of it, but that's kind
could
of
be
a,
that,
a decent thing, right?
Yes.
What else? That. What's your chicken scratch over there say?
Like work on household projects.
Okay.
Or more time with spouse.
Sure. Rach said hobbies, and that was a no, so I wonder if Dave would have given that
Should
to her.
Should we go with the benefits?
I'll let you decide. I'm the newcomer. I don't want to be responsible.
Well,
I know
you don't
you.
Like my other one, so that's the only one left.
I like a real couple.
All right, let's go with benefits.
Yay! Should have thought of that.
One to one.
What were the other ones?
He's like, I don't know.
Watch TV, find a better job, don't have a boss.
Don't have a boss.
Find another job makes sense.
Yep.
So is it me and Rob again?
Yes.
Rob. Sorry.
Name something you wouldn't want to have happen while you're pet sitting.
Rob.
Yep.
The dog goes into convulsions or has like a reaction.
That is so specific. Pet gets sick.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Is it the number one?
No, it's not.
How about they run away?
That's one better than Rob's. So you guys All have right. control.
I'd say we'll play it.
Yeah, let's play.
Like poop in the house.
Mm-hmm.
It's your answer to everything.
I mean, it's a good answer to everything.
No, sir.
What?
Okay. You wouldn't want this to happen if you were watching someone's pet. The pet dies.
Number one answer.
Wow, Rage. Yeah.
That would be bad to happen on your watch.
There are 1, 2, 3 left.
The pet destroys something or ruins
good
something.
Good answer.
Very good. You need two more.
And sickness was already one?
Yes.
What about injury? Break their little paw.
You think you found a system now.
I know. Just keep
but
talking.
She just keeps on talking.
That's
on
what Sue
a
would do.
Canoe that they sail. All right, Wheeler. Last chance.
You run out of their food
Good
and things
answer.
Like that.
Good answer.
No, ma'am. Ladies? I don't know. I'm fairly high
no
right now.
No one knows who's on whose team.
We are really close to the border.
They have to take them to the vet, or maybe they lay on the furniture when they're not supposed to, or...
Yeah, she Rachel destroyed the furniture.
Tears up the grass.
So I feel like that's probably there. The dog, I would say, what about the dog biting you? Like,
yeah,
you
that's a good one. That's a good
about
one.
That? Yeah, yeah. We're going to go with that, Dave.
Rob Kramer.
Good
yes!
one.
Dog bites.
Good one.
The other ones was they run bite. Away... Kev, you're going to get mad at me, but it's peas on the floor.
Oh, oh. I should have just said goes to the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah. You should have.
You would have given me that because you're nice.
Mm-hmm. I am, and I like you.
He tried to give you a straight up whole other turn.
Really did. Kind of showed my hand on that one, didn't
it's
I?
Okay, Kevin, you can have another
You can try again.
Sorry, try again.
You
Daisy.
Guys get five strikes.
Name something. Who is this? It's Trish and
Wheels.
Kevin.
Wheels. Right. Okay. Name something you always associate with tornadoes.
Bloop.
Ooh, that's close.
I'll go. Yeah, I'll defer.
Okay.
Wizard of Oz.
Very good. Not the number one answer.
Storms. Like a thunderstorm.
Okay, thunder, lightning.
All right. I mean,
yes.
like that's yeah.
The rage tactic there is working well.
I know.
Just
I'm
talking.
Just falling for it, too.
I mean, it's what storms are.
Like, you want to play? You want to pass?
What do you think, Rachel? I'm a little bit tapped out, I think,
Yeah,
on this
let's pass.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we allowed to ask how many answers are on the board?
Yes. Let's see. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left. You need to get 3 of them.
Okay.
And can you say the thing again?
I always want to say, like, what do you think it is? Like, I'm always just curious.
It was
name something associated with tornadoes.
Yes.
Okay.
And, fanciest puppet.
Wizard of Oz was already taken, and Lightning and Thunder was already taken.
Yes.
So I had another movie in mind. I'm going to go with Twister, the movie.
Ooh.
Sorry, sir. Nope.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Excellent movie, though.
Movie. Flying objects. Like, you know,
in the tornado.
Mm-hmm, cars.
Mm-hmm.
Homes.
We're all using this tactic now. Just keep talking until he says yes.
Gonna try it. It worked for her.
Okay. I'm gonna, because it's weird. There's one object on here that is typically known for flying, but you have to say what that object is.
A cow?
Flying in a tornado. Oh, there. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Show me cow.
Flying nice. Cows.
Real, right. Real quickly, tangentially, Twister is rated PG-13. Do you know why?
Nope.
For depicting violent storms.
Really?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, really? It. Yeah, it's on Netflix.
I was hoping Helen Hunt was topless there for a second. So.
No, my favorite Helen Hunt movie is. I'm going to say sirens. Like that would, the weather siren. The
okay. Nope, you have two strikes.
That's a good
there
one,
are two left. You need one of them.
How about the basement?
That's a great answer, but it's not there.
Darn it.
Oh, boo.
Team Rage.
I cannot think of anything other than the Tasmanian devil. But I mean, he shows up in one, right?
He is kind of the tornado.
You got anything? I mean, I can't think of anything else.
Like home damage.
Yeah. Devastation.
Yeah, like crushed buildings. I mean, that's the only thing I thought
I'll let
of.
You pick.
Oh, man.
Sounds like you got your answer.
I like Taz, but I'm going to go with damaged buildings.
Number one answer, destruction.
Nice! Yes!
Show me destruction.
It's too easy.
By the way, the best thing about the Taz at the end, he always does the...
Welcome back, guys. DGS 522 playing Studio Feud. Our buddy Rob Kramer here. He's the morning show on KZK. Tune in at 6 a.m. Okay, here we go. It's Rach and Wheeler against Trish and Rob. It's 2-2.
Yep.
And in the second round, everything is doubled, so everything's worth two. Rach and Rob, where would you look to find out how old someone is?
Rob.
Yes.
Facebook.
No, this is an old game.
Spoiler alert. All right. You know, that's okay, though. I didn't ask the rules ahead of time, so I'm going to let Rach go. That's the way to do it.
How about their wallet?
Number one answer. You going to play?
I don't there know, Kevin.
Five left.
I feel like passing.
Yeah, let's pass.
Oh,
I'm a big fan of the pass.
Yeah.
That's a good strategy. Okay, so how do you find out somebody's age?
Beer book.
A beer book.
Yearbook.
No.
Come on, Trish.
Now, by the way, I read you exactly what the question is, but I'm looking at the answers. It's not just looking at something. You can also investigate in other ways.
Okay, so I was going to say simply asking the person.
Here you go.
Hey.
Yep.
Okay.
How do you find somebody's age?
I love that Rob's helping her through this.
Call a friend.
Are you saying like phone?
Ask
that's a different
family
game.
Member?
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, this is. Anyways, ask a friend. Come on here, chicken scratch. Help me out.
You can't. She can't.
Yeah, we're not stealing.
You can't do that. Yeah,
if you're stealing.
Gotcha. Rob's a purist. Public records,
birth certificate.
Okay.
Is that the same as like City Hall?
For your purposes, yes. There's only two left.
I don't know. Wait, that's not my answer. How do you know someone's birthday? You look at their license.
That was already.
Yeah, that was
same as wallet.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's a negative.
You count the candles on their cake.
I have to take the license, but I'll take that one. It's, they're both wrong. Rob.
Yeah, the answer is yeah, I don't know. I'm going to pass.
Trish, last chance.
I thought that was three.
It's about to be.
That was like four, wasn't it?
Yeah, seriously, they've been playing for a long time.
We've been here for 8 years.
Yeah.
I don't
it's
know.
It's like on that planet.
I just bounced from one reality to another.
I can't believe yearbook's not on
What's
there.
What's the Matthew
sure?
McConaughey movie? starts with an I. No, it doesn't. He goes to space. He's on the planet.
Interstellar.
Yeah,
Interstellar.
I kept wanting to say Insurrection. I need to go
different
home.
Movie.
I don't know. Like,
you can
a
talk
job
about
app, yeah. application.
You can
maybe?
Do that. Go through their garbage.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's why I whack that thing out and
this.
Shred it.
I mean,
I like garbage.
Can we keep that? Can we keep that soundbite? Get that soundbite.
I mean, I'm all right with that one if you are.
Yeah, go through their trash.
Sorry. Look at their hands or look at their eyes.
That's Ooh. Stupid.
See,
I don't
but that
like
doesn't
that
tell their
category.
Exact age.
But yeah, Trish and
this one yep. has to be a quick one.
Okay.
Wheeler.
Name someone who might know more about a man than his own wife.
Bingo.
Yes.
His best friend.
Number two answer.
His parents. Oh.
Number one answer.
Yeah. I'd go best friend first. My parents don't know
Four
crap
left.
About me.
Should we play it? Let's play it.
Okay.
Question again, please.
Name someone who might know more about a man than his own wife.
Boss or coworker?
No, sir. First strike.
His kids.
No, ma'am. Second strike.
Doctor.
Yes.
Mm.
Three left. You need two.
His dog.
Very good.
Whoa.
Two left and need one.
Best friend.
Dogs know that stuff?
I would say teacher, like a or coach.
No, sir.
Or
there's two left. You need one.
Therapist?
Girlfriend?
Ooh.
I mean, I know I'm going
dark.
In the gutter there, just throwing it out there.
It's getting dark.
Ooh, Wheeler.
I think therapist is a pretty good one.
Yeah, let's try that.
Sorry, mistress.
Are you serious?
I should have stayed in the gutter.
Oh, wow, family.
We tried to take the high road, and this is what we get.
Yeah. Oh, man. I should have stayed in the gutter.
I didn't think that was going to be on there either.
That'll learn you.
Always go low. When they go high, go low.
Good answer for the relationship, though.
What?
Your answer, not going with that. Good for the relationship.
True. Oh, yeah. That's true. Yes.
Yeah, you went with
point.
The fake answer.
Right.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.